VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is urging all Americans to avoid crowds and eating out as part of a bid to fight an expected surge of coronavirus cases. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The sweeping guidelines call for older Americans and school kids to stay home and for everybody to avoid groups of more than 10.
If everyone makes this change or these critical changes and sacrifices now, we will rally together as one nation and we will defeat the virus.
At a White House news conference, President Trump struck his most somber tone yet about the pandemic and when it might subside.
They think August, could be July, could be longer than that.
Far less optimistic than his earlier claims that it would go away within weeks. Shortly before the Dow closed down nearly 3,000 points, the president acknowledged for the first time that the virus may send the economy into a recession. Sagar Magani, Washington.
7 million Californians living in and around San Francisco are being ordered to shelter in place. It's the most draconian step taken so far to stop the spread of the virus. They said that we know these measures will significantly disrupt people's day-to-day lives, but they are absolutely necessary. That's according to San Francisco Mayor London Breed, calling the outbreak a defining moment for the city. She also said everyone must do their part to protect their neighbors. He called on his residents to stay at home unless it is absolutely essential to go outside. The order affects 6 counties in Northern California. All stores and businesses will be shuttered except for such essential places as supermarkets and drug stores. And the lockdown will remain in force through April 7th. Again, 7 million Californians now living in and around San Francisco are being ordered to shelter in place. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. 45 young, healthy volunteers were scheduled Monday to begin taking an experimental coronavirus vaccine at a research facility in Seattle, Washington, one of the U.S. cities hardest hit by the virus so far. The vaccine's being developed by the National Institutes of Health and a private biotech company. Rebecca Searle is one of the first to receive the experimental COVID-19 vaccine.
I really, really hope that it works and it's able to be used publicly and become widely available for everyone. You know, there's obviously a certain amount of nerves associated with it, you know, as any experimental trial is going to be. You know, I hope it works. I hope there's no crazy side effects.
You know, Browning says he's participating because of his kids.
You know, every parent wants their children to look up to them, and giving them something worthwhile, in my opinion, for them to look up to is important.
Public health officials say it will take a year to 18 months to fully validate a potential vaccine. The International Organization for Migration reports that despite Yemen's brutal civil war, tens of thousands of refugees and migrants across the Gulf or of Aden each year to the conflict-ridden country in hopes of reaching Saudi Arabia and finding work. For VOA, Lisa Schlein reports from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The United Nations considers Yemen the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. Despite this disastrous situation, migrants from the Horn of Africa remain undeterred in their determination to reach Yemen and then to Saudi Arabia and a hoped-for better life. Last year, the International Organization for Migration reports more than 138,000 people crossed the Gulf of Aden to Yemen. It says an agreement last year between Saudi Arabia and Ethiopia that allows 100,000 Ethiopian workers to travel legally to Saudi Arabia for work has been successful, and the agency calls for it to be extended. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Iraqi Prime Minister Abdul Mahdi Monday that those responsible for a deadly attack on a military base last week must be held accountable. 2 American service members and a British medic were killed when Iraqi base Camp Taji came under a rocket attack last Wednesday. At least 14 others were injured. U.S. retaliatory strikes Thursday and early Friday hit 5 weapons depots of the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah in Iraq. The commander who oversees U.S. operations in the Middle East warned that the threat from Iran and its proxies remains high. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Doja Cat with her latest hit, Say So, on VOA1 The Hits. So I told you Ariana Grande is coming up. Also, I've got Cardi B on the way. She let fans know just a few days ago that her new single, unfortunately, like it seems like everything else in the world, has been delayed due to the COVID-19 virus. But DJ Snake did give us a new Cardi B cut. He remixed her coronavirus video, and it is actually quite funny. The subject matter, not so much, but the actual song, yeah, it's funny. It's on my Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. Here's Lizzo on the hits.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as hell.
Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good.
Kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it.
cry, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs and when we got paid. We buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown. I can't wait to go home.
Music now. VOA 1.
Diamond district in the chat. Drop the top and blow the brand. cruz tengo el azúcar. Tú que va medio y se fue de pecho como Ginny Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca pa'l carajo, que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tel y Valenciaga me reciben en la entrada. Pa 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 pa, sí, like I'm Lady Gaga. Y no te me hagas, en cover de vivo, tú has visto mi cara, no salgo de tu mente. Donde quiera que viajes, has escuchado mi gente. Ya no soy high, soy como el testa rosa. Soy el que se la vive y también el que la rosa.
I know that we don't speak the same language, but I'm gonna let my body talk for me.
This is VOA1, the hits.